world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be the views of our special guest this afternoon, but so far he hasn't called in, so we're going to talk just a little bit about what he would be talking about. And that is this is a gentleman who deals with houses, homes that have spirits in them, people who are possessed in one way or another by these demonic beings, which really do exist. And, of course, those of you who have never read the wonderful book that we carry by Father Malachi Martin, Hostage to the Devil, and if you ever had any question at all that there really are demonic spirits, here are five cases of exorcisms that were verified by the Catholic Church, and Father Martin simply went through them, and whether he talked to any of the people who were involved, I don't know, but he wrote the most gripping book. First time we ever had ever heard of Father Martin, I was at a medical meeting over on the Big Island in Hawaii, the island of Hawaii, and we saw the book in the bookstore there at the hotel we were staying at, and my wife picked up the book and she was going to read it while I was off at the meeting, and later that day when I took off, she got into bed and started to read the book, and the bed began to shake. And, of course, scared her to death, she put the book down, went back a little later and tried to read it again, and again the bed began to shake, and she would never stay in that room alone by herself. Well, of course, you know, you begin to get into an understanding that there really is another dimension, there really are demonic beings out there, and certainly the last thing they want is for people to really understand that there's a spiritual battle going on for your soul and for the soul of everybody listening to this program. And, of course, but most people are totally unaware that there is another dimension, that there are all sorts of manifestations of this other dimension, and there are people out there who will try to convince you that this doesn't exist, just as Satan will do everything he can to convince you that there really is no Satan in the world. It's all imaginary, and there are all sorts of magazines, and I remember there's one magazine I used to take, and its sole purpose was to convince us the supernatural did not exist, and yet I've seen manifestations of it myself, although certainly not as many as other people have, but I've studied enough to know that it does exist. Talk to people who, like Joanna Michelson, who was actually a medium, and she was involved in some 400 psychic healings, and saw some of the most amazing things, as this woman she was working with would be able to reach into somebody's abdomen or reach into somebody's head and pull out a tumor. How could you do that? Well, of course, Joanna thought this must be of God because the woman was so wonderful and she was doing so much good. And it wasn't until some years later, after Joanna had actually gone to Switzerland and worked with Francis Schaeffer there, that she came to realize that the devil can lots of times do what appears to be good. But, of course, there's always a price. And she went back and interviewed many of the people that she could track down that she'd seen have this psychic surgery, and so many of them were demonically possessed. And this is really what it's all about. There is another dimension out there. There are literally millions of people who, in one way or another, are demonically possessed. And UFOs are certainly not little critters from outer space coming here to contact us. They're manifestations of the just demonic sphere. And the fact that nobody tells you that, that everybody wants to say, well, oh, well, they think that the UFOs are real. They're critters from outer space. They're not critters from outer space. Our government is working and has been working for many years in contact and contacting these demonic spirits and trying to harness them for their own purposes. Well, believe me, you don't harness them. We're going to be back in just a moment here. And we'll welcome your calls at 1-800-259.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791 because our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. So that's 1-800-259-5791. And we were simply talking about the supernatural. Do you believe that it exists? Do you believe that there really are UFOs? Do you believe that some people have actually been abducted by these critters, by the grays, and of course there are many, many definitions of them. Certainly our friend Barry Shamish has described them as giants, and of course there are others that have been described as the typical little people from E.T. But its descriptions are really very, 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 very connected. In other words, most people will describe either one or the other, and of course all of them seem to be fascinated with the reproduction. They want to get, of course, women's ovarian eggs. They want to get male sperm, as if they're working in some way to try to produce a body, a human body or a humanoid body for themselves. And, of course, this whole story sounds so incredible it should come out of science fiction, only the fact is it's really real. In fact, if you study some of the paranormal things that happen the crop circles. Now, some people will tell you, oh, they simply, kids out there, they just make these things just to confuse people. Well, you look at some of these intricate designs, and there's no way that they were simply made by a bunch of kids running around a cornfield, you know, with a rope or something of the sort. I mean, we actually take publications put out by the Luciferians, and they simply tell you that these are a manifestation of their power and the things they're doing. And if you'd like to check it out, there's a magazine called Share Magazine. It's published by a man named Benjamin Krem. Benjamin Krem, is a medium. He actually will tend to channel a certain demonic spirits that he works very closely with. In fact, he was the one who spent, you know, literally millions of dollars back in 1982 running ads all throughout the world announcing that the chosen one, the coming world ruler, was here. Now, is our guest here? Okay, fine. Well, let's then get to Mr. Rick Jackson. Hey, thank you so very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
All right, fine. Well, we've just been talking a little bit about the supernatural, and a lot of people think that this is just sort of foolish talk, but I don't think you can understand much of what's going on today. Many of the unexplainable things that happen politically or geopolitically or medically or scientifically, unless there really is another dimension and there really are these forces out there. So how did you get interested in this?
I was a builder, a renovating contractor, and I was about 36 years old, making it about 22 years ago. And I moved into a house where the unthinkable and unexpected happened with velocity. And I was at my wit's end. This was something that happened to have been a multiple haunting. It was both benign in some regards and very dark and very vicious on the other. And I sought out everyone and anything that can give me comfort and explain it. That drew me into this field. I started actually, I went anywhere from rabbis, priests, the Catholic Church, psychic research societies, and started having phenomenon, very intense phenomenon, when people had come over or tried to help me. And my interest really probably outmaneuvered my fear. And I knew that I had to know everything I could because I was out to protect my family. And I found that it was the most natural, kind of wonderful thing that happened to me. Even though it was scary at the time, it was the door that opened into the work I was meant to do throughout my life.
Yeah, right. And so the last 20 years you've been actually working with these people who are bothered by the spirits or perhaps even possessed. But do some people are actually possessed, do you think?
I believe that actual possession is rare. That doesn't mean that people can't be affected by both the subliminal and overt effects of groups of energies or entities. And what's more important is the interplay of these energies in all parts of our life all of the time without us really having understood that until recently, and we're only beginning to.
All right, well, how do these energies, as you refer to them, influence what's going on in the life of the average individual? And do they actually play any part in what is happening from a political point of view, do you think?
I think they play a phenomenally large part. Probably on multiple levels, including emotional health, including physical health, is a real big thrust of what I do. Having, like all things that evolve, I call this my meat and potatoes, meaning, you know, where I'm going to a haunting or I'm advising people, and have brought myself to a point where the kind of people calling me into things have kind of unquestioned type of reputations. So, you know, I look at it that I do in turn. And as I started being more comfortable and wanting everything at my disposal, both my relationships with the divine and clergy, as well as my gifts, which seem to have become more and more and more evidential, I learned that there was such a thing as people giving messages and great comfort on the other side and healing techniques. So I started getting involved in all of these things, and lately have been absolutely amazed at the incidence of cancer and emotional illness and addiction around places of let's just say, spiritual negativity in a very big and profound way.
Well, I suspect that this is very, very real. What about some of the people out there that have the major medical diseases like manic depressive or schizophrenia? Do you think any of these people really are manifesting this demonic dimension, that this is influencing their psyche?
Here's what I think, Doc. I think that that's always true a little bit. I don't know if you'd say 10% or 20%, although people have taken, let's say, pot shots at percentages. I'm not sure one can do that. I'm sure some cases of multiple personality and other disorders are more spiritual than emotional. But even when they're emotional, most spirits are, of course, rather benign. But we're not really concerned with the benign spirits right now. We're concerned with the ones who aren't. And many of them are spirits who are either the spirits of human beings or spirits that have never been human, and they are predatory. And whether it's they're after energy, or they're simply exploring and moving in places where there's light or energy, they're going to go to the weakest, just like the wolves will always cull the weak ones in a herd. So people with emotional and mental illness are going to be the first ones bothered by spirits. You know, all things being equal, of course they're going to be bothered. Why would a bully pick on something strong? They're going to pick on the weak. So you have that. And then you have this amazing incidence of the energy. You know, we've all heard, I think people are beginning to accept now, the phenomenon such as the appearances in pictures, the effects of in a legitimate haunting, the body sometimes gets cold or there's a psychic wind going through. Well, on a molecular or cellular level, sometimes that happens without it becoming very obvious. And people who have been in, whether it's Catholic Church such as the Saints or in this field for a long time, are usually ill of health.
Well, I'm sure that you must be under tremendous emotional stress or in the spiritual oppression, you know, when you begin to try to counter these spiritual forces.
It was in that I will probably have multiple stories in terms of multiple books to tell, but I promised that I would not do that kind of a thing until my reputation is so impeccable and so untarnished that I can tell these stories without them being somebody who's simply looking for attention, because obviously I'm not.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the great tragedy is that most people really don't believe this sort of thing. We hear these stories about haunted houses and, or, you know, haunted battlefields. People go down to Gettysburg because certainly this was one of the horrible, horrible, you know, battles of all time. So many men died there in a period of a day or two. And many people say that, oh, the ghosts are there. And do you think that there may be some spirits in some place like Gettysburg? I'm not suggesting that people go there because of sort of a titillating interest in this sort of thing, but do you really believe that there is a haunting of certain areas like the Gettysburg battlefield?
I think the haunting at Gettysburg is perhaps somewhat more than an average place. I think the attention that it's getting and the groups of people looking for that is bringing an incredible amount of spiritual activity there, some not so good. So it's one of those almost wink-wink. If it wasn't haunted before, much more than the average place, it is now. And it's kind of funny. I would love you to take Gettysburg and the area a little further, because that was a thrust of my work in a very amazingly wonderful way, the stories of me working with Smithsonian museums in that area and de-haunting them and the kind of attention I got when I actually went in through the town of Gettysburg. People there, they don't want their ghosts taken away. This is tourism at its best.
Oh, what a tragic situation when we try to merchandise these spiritual forces. And I don't think, of course, in the long run, people are going to benefit. What about mediums? Do you think that there are really people who do have a gift of contacting this other dimension?
The answer to that is an unequivocal yes. What I do believe And I believe it holds true of myself, too. I am both a spirit and a physical medium. But do I just go into a trance and something works through me? I wouldn't allow that to happen, first off. What does happen is a variety of things that, if you start multiplying them against each other, the information comes so many different ways. Is it ESP? Is it from the conscious mind? Is it from our primal mind? Is it from the universal mind, as, you know, I think Freud and some others talked about?
We're going to have to hold you. Hold that. We'll be right back.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
to contact, do you think?
They, people who are invested in bringing spirits out, even people who are in a lot of these research societies that run off to a haunted spot with cameras and recorders, and they're absolutely invested in seeing something and witnessing something, are stirring things up. That's, even though, you know, the old expression, sometimes, was it the road to you know where, is lined with bricks of good intentions. People who are openly giving, let's just say, whether it's through a seance or a Ouija board or a spell, does that, in fact, attract energies. What it's like is it's like driving drunk. It doesn't mean they're going to come. But it means that the chances of them coming sure as heck have increased a whole lot. Most actual spirits and hauntings that I'm called on, I usually settle over the phone with people. They're often the spirits of animals and pets or farms that are no longer farms, and people see things out of their corner of their eye or hearing things. And I explain to them it's the cows who don't know they're dead from 100 years ago. There's a medley of spirits. It's like an aquarium. And one of the things that I find a little, I don't mean questionable, because I think it's a matter of information, is the idea that everything is bad or that everything is good, just like people, just like all the things in our world and what we do. Some of the spirits are incredibly pristine, helpful, loving, and evolved. Some are nothing more than the spirits of a life force, whether it be an animal or even thoughts, can actually create what's called a thought form.
What about
a show out there, Doc, if for the people who actually see things or photograph them, it's a blessing and it's a curse, because there's a whole series of worlds superimposed on our own.
All right, and so I think that's what the important thing is, for people to realize that there is this other dimension that most people are unaware of. What about UFOs? What are your thoughts on that, or do you have any thoughts on it?
I worked with a very wonderful man who passed away a couple years ago named Dr. Mack out of Harvard.
Oh, yes, certainly.
And he had an organization called PEER. And I worked with him on a couple cases of abductions, simply because I was both a clairvoyant and people felt comfortable with me, and I'm also a clinical hypnotherapist. So we worked together as teams. I believe, let's just say some are absolutely legitimate. I believe that some of the things that may be happening are perhaps people from our past or future are visiting us. But I do know that distances like that cannot be overcome by technology that would in any way touch our physical world. Based on an experience I have, if I had a gamble on something, I would bet that there are other beings in the world who travel to us spiritually and then manifest into our physical plane, and they're visitors. And I don't know if they're good or bad, although some I don't feel real good about. Okay. And I don't know if sometimes perhaps darker spirits aren't playing a little game pretending to be something other than what they really are.
I think that you're right on there. And for our listeners out there, Dr. Mack was a psychiatrist at Harvard. I think he had about 5,000 cases cataloged of alien abduction. I don't know if he'd interviewed all of them, but certainly he had a large number of them. He's at Harvard University, you got to have a certain amount of credibility to be a professor there. And he was a clinical psychiatrist, and I think he was also a professor of psychiatry, and he's written books on this subject. And So this is certainly not something imaginary at all, and I think it's important our listeners understand that.
There's a correlation that I am going to... I promised it would not be my first book. I'm working on some plans. I'm actually spending time where I had overcome Lyme disease, so I was doing my work, but I was not fit to take the things that I was starting 7-8 years ago. It's my resumption time now, because I had to beat this Lyme disease first. But one of the things that I wanted to make mention to people, giving this information, so to speak, is that there's some facts that you can't avoid. They're just true, and they tell us other things in a subjective way. Why do psychiatrists have the highest rate of suicide of any profession? And now we're talking a little bit about, well, they're dealing with cases, and they're dealing with cases of people who have been the most sick in terms of their emotional, and perhaps some of that, as I've seen time and again, have either been...
Hold up, we're going to be right back in just a moment.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get 2 free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I'm going to ask our guest, did you have a website or any information you'd like to get out to our listeners before we get back to the question as to why so many psychiatrists, you know, do commit suicide? Do you have anything you'd like to get out in the way of information?
I would love to. My website is under Richard P. Jackson. And although it's being reworked, people are welcome to watch what happens in the next 3 to 4 weeks. We have something on there, but we're going to be very expansive. And if anybody wants to get on my email list, it will never be shared or given out. It will only be notices of as I'm doing things and as pearls that I might be able to give to people on my list. Maybe 4 times a year will go out notices. I do speak around the country, and that's going to be on the increase, though there will be a calendar of those events, too.
All right.
And I'm always open to helping people out. My number and my contact is very easy on my website, and I try to never refuse anyone if 5 minutes could give them some good advice and relieve some situation that they don't have to shoulder.
All right, fine. Well, but just before we get back to the psychiatrist, how did you get over your Lyme disease? Because that is such a very, very difficult illness to treat, and there's so many people out there, you know, who are just chronic sufferers, and nothing seems to help.
I'm laughing. I have this big grin because it's a question I was hoping you'd ask because it fits two purposes. By the grace of God, I was diagnosed. And I was diagnosed because, sick or not, I went down to Frederick, Maryland to dehaunt the National Civil War Museum for Medicine. We did this wonderful job and then did these accompanying benefits. Somebody who happened to have gotten to know me, they're a military personnel, they happen to be a Mormon, said, I would never go to a psychic, Richard. You're different. Would you give me a little spiritual advice? And I was convinced. And I told them that they would meet somebody named Beck in Pennsylvania in 6 months and some other information. They said, Rich, you were pretty on until you said that. I don't know what you're talking about. We're moving to North Carolina. Well, a year later, I got a call from my friend Carla, who said, Rich, with a laugh, I'm living in Pennsylvania. My whole family got sick, as you suggested. And I met a guy named Bach, Gregory Bach, who's a world-famous Lyme doctor who kind of fights the majority, so to speak, of people saying it's a nothing disease. And he was so impressed by your story, he wants you to come down and pay for, you know, an evening of discussion with him and some of his friends, Q&A, and he's just insists on meeting you. He's a congressional medical advisor and a man of just incredible compassion. I did that. He said, you look terrible. And I said, I just got over hepatitis C. He said, hepatitis C, nothing. Come to my office. He's been treating me. He saved my life.
That's wonderful. Is he using antibiotics, or are you at liberty to say what he's using?
My daughter, who's in the next room, is probably smiling, listening to the show. Either she or I are giving myself injections 2 to 3 times a week. I'm in the 4th year, and I am getting my life back.
All right, that's wonderful. Well, anyway, of course, we were talking about psychiatrists, and certainly the fact that these so many psychiatrists that commit suicide. And of course, I can feel very strongly about that because, you know, I was graduated from medical school in 1952, and there were a number of the very nice people in my medical school class. We were all very close together, about 70 of us, and you know, I can think of a handful of them went into psychiatry, and most of them ended up committing suicide. I mean, certainly 2 or 3 of them. And this was, you know, came as such a shock because they always seemed to be such wonderful, well-rounded people. Certainly, far more mature and well-rounded than I was. You know, because I think I was 23 when I graduated from medical school, too young to really understand what the world was all about. But I mean, these were mature people. Went off, took their training in psychiatrist. I remember the chief of psychiatry when I was at Langley Porter Hospital in San Francisco. I mean, the nicest guy, most well-rounded guy, I mean, athletic, you know, intelligent, and then he commits suicide there during my senior year. Why do you think the psychiatrists do this?
When they're treating patients, they're treating some of the patients, obviously, that are a little bit more into severity of illness than your average psychologist, by and large. And they're sometimes treating people for years. They are sometimes the only people that some of their patients trust. And over a period of time, we know that suicide is actually one of the major causes of death in any country, unfortunately, but it is. You're going to have people who both commit suicide and who pass away of natural causes with still problems in their head. Maybe they're not ready to ascend. And they're going to look for the doctor who helped them. Or they're going to look for the doctor who left California to teach in London and they felt deserted. And over a period of time, they're going to be visited by the thoughts or the spirits of people. And, you know, that subliminal tape that we sometimes use to help us with foreign languages and overcome addictions. Well, here's your average psychiatrist who may not believe in this stuff or give it much credence, but he's hearing or she is hearing all the time, help me, you abandoned me. This is terrible. It's heck out here. Where are you? And after a while, you mix that with some of your own midlife issues, and it can push you right, you know, call it the feather on the camel's back. I have no doubt it's been the feather on many people's back.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Rick, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, this is the sort of thing that Art Bell and George Norrie love to talk about. This other dimension, the thing is that I have no question that it's real. Of course, the question is, where does it come from? And we have very specific ideas ourselves, but certainly we want to hear what Rick has to say, because the listeners know what I believe about it. Under any circumstances, do you think that this plays a part in what's unfolding on a geopolitical the field today? Certainly America seems to be going from crisis to crisis. We're involved in a war in Afghanistan. We've been fighting there 6 years. We won the Second World War in 4 years, and certainly we've been fighting in Iraq over 4 years. Doesn't really make a lot of sense, a lot of the things going on in the world. Do you think that these spiritual forces play any part in the geopolitical world in which we live?
I have the answer to that. It's unequivocal yes. For one, we're all spirits. We just happen to be in bodies now. You know, mind you that all major religions believe in the transmigration of the soul. And for the time being, our soul, our spirit, whether we call them the same thing or not, you know, who we are, we're in a body right now. But before that, after that, we're not. And while we're in the body, we do such things. For example, in America, we have been so affluent that we're getting a little spoiled. And we think that we can do things without being fully invested in them. And there's spiritual laws in the universe. You can't fight a war half-hearted. That's one thing. And you can't fight a war in a place where there's been so much violence that call it the spiritual energies as well as the entities, many of whom are there, raging with violence and looking for some type of justice or vindication. Many of the battlefields throughout history, armies seem to have gone out of the way to fight battles on those battlefields time and again. And when you have a lot of people invested, for example, 9/11, the pictures that the average person has often gotten, the psychic photographs, show tremendous upheaval there of psychic energy. And I went there and did a little blessing, and one of the things that I believe happened is one of the perpetrators seemed to be very interested in me and caused a few days of me doing lots of prayer and requesting that they go off and ascend. I think they were very troubled and angry, because even though they didn't have a body, their anger was still there. And if a psychiatrist is going to get affected, so are the rest of us.
Well, especially when you're dealing with as much as you do. Well, I think we have a caller. Is it from New York? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Rochester.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. My question is that I wondered what your guest's thoughts were on helping spirits or guardian angels.
Do you think that they're guardian angels? Do you think they're helping spirits as well as bad spirits?
Right.
I'm gonna just put my foot right forward and tell you that I don't believe I know that we all have, it's part of kind of our spiritual makeup. We have a spiritual entity that is meant to watch over us and keep an eye on us throughout our lives. I call it a guardian spirit. I'm not really sold or sure when it's an angel or if it's a human spirit. But I have over 300 pictures of people where in taking their picture, I get their guardian spirit standing next to them.
Oh, neat. I see hearts all over the place.
You see what now?
Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
I see hearts constantly.
Do you know why you see hearts?
No, I feel it's, a message of love.
That's exactly what it is. Spirits have no form. So they're going to appear as they either need to tell us who they are. I have one picture. I believe it's actually on my website, the few that I do have up at this point, where it looks like an angel holding a harp.
Huh.
And has a halo over its head. And now, do they really look like that? No. But if we get a picture like that, we're knowing that this light being is, in fact, an angel. you were told by those parts, whether you're seeing them through a photograph or with your eyes, with your sight, you're being told that you have spirits of love and grace around you.
Oh,
I think that's pretty neat.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Rick, and he's been at this for 20 years dealing with this. Now, do you come from a what religious perspective or from any religious perspective? In other words, you consider yourself Christian, Jewish, agnostic, universalist? Where would you put yourself in the spectrum?
Say if you were to say Jewish, spiritualist, Catholic, American, Indian, Buddhist, you kind of got me down.
All right, fine.
I was raised
really
Jewish, and I respect it, and I consider myself still Jewish, of that feeling that in Judaic thought, the idea of in wisdom there's light. So once I was 13, I was an adult, and my choice was to seek God, and God is everywhere. God plays no favorites. I'm absolutely not only a believer in God, but in that there's a hierarchy, so to speak, of many, many beings, many layers of consciousness that serve God, and we don't always get God, per se, but what God has done in wisdom is provide layers and layers of others who do help us, and they can help us as long as physical and spiritual laws are not violated. Our prayers will always be answered as long as those two things don't happen. We cannot mess with other people's free will, and even if it's done occasionally, we can't ask for physical law to be violated. Although sometimes we do get that grace.
All right, fine. Well, our guest certainly is Rick Jackson, and it's a fascinating outlook. Certainly one of our listeners, regular listeners, had asked if I'd have him on, and I think it's been a fascinating, fascinating time, and we do hope to have him on some of our other programs and our other networks as well. So
I'd be tickled, Doc. Your voice is absolutely wonderful, by the way. Your voice is one of the most comforting voices I have heard in a long time.
Well, thank you very much. That's the only gift God gave me, but he did give me a voice that seems to come through fairly well on radio. I've been doing this for over 40 years, so in one way or another. Usually, though, I was the one who was calling the program rather than the one who was sitting behind the board with a button. Anyway, I really prefer this way than the other. Under any circumstances, you know.
I detect some wisdom and heart there, too. I think there's some other things that come with the package. And I'd be delighted any time. There's a few shows where I'm on, you know, on some kind of consistent basis over a period of time. And for you, and I mean this, I'd be delighted.
Thank you so very much. Well, anyway, of course, you know, as you talk to people about this, most people are so skeptical. They're so materialistic. They cannot believe in a spiritual dimension, and they put people like you and people like me who talk about it into some sort of a box, you know, where the loony bin is. How do you counter this?
By watching the statistics grow that more people than not at this point believe that we survive bodily death. That's gone in the last 15 years from about 17% to about 67% of people believe that there are such things as ghosts and beings. It's been a phenomenal change.
Well, don't you think that perhaps the X-Files played a part in that? In fact, as I watched the X-Files, you know, I found a lot more truth in the X-Files than I found in most things that I learned in college.
Do you have about 30 seconds for a quick
You've got
story.
30 seconds, right? Go ahead.
I was a fellow by the name of Ed Warren had me down as a psychic photographer, which I am. I'm in his books. And I took a tour to Lilydale, New York, long ago, and on the way back, I caught in a snowstorm. Put on TV at 3 in the morning. There was a show about Richard Jackson from New Haven, Connecticut, who took pictures of ghosts called One Step Beyond. It was the number, the date, was clearly 3 years before I ever thought of a camera or a spirit in my life at all. Somebody picked it out of the collective consciousness and did a 30-minute story about me before I ever got involved in this work. That's one of my favorites to show people we're all in the same boat. There's something we all share.
And there is an element out there that we can't quantitate it. We don't know, we can't prove it, but we know in our heart that it's real.
And we can't see radiation either, but we better darn well get out of the way if it's there.
You certainly better, and I think that certainly I've felt that same demonic oppression. I'm sure that you have encountered. Fortunately, my minister told me what to do with it and how to handle it, or else I think, you know, and people who do come under this who have no idea how to handle it certainly are the ones who are so susceptible. And I'm sure many of these people will come to Rick looking for answers, because this will scare you to death. It'll actually make the hair on the back of your head stand right up. Have you had that experience?
I've been thrown through windows. I've had computer mistakes. I've had cars come at me for no reason that just went right through me just before I turned too sharp. I'm dealing with the police in Woodbridge, Connecticut about some pointed highways in the area here. Why are there a collection of bodies on a couple roads where there's no reason? And, you know, there's so much more that we're just babies. We're just beginning this stuff.
Well, I think it is, but I think I applaud you for being willing to take this on and to help the people out there who are oppressed by these truly dark spirits, at least the dark ones. The friendly ones you don't worry about, but the dark ones certainly can make your life miserable. Rick, thank you very much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure, and I'll look forward to talking to you again in the very near future.
And that pleasure is mine. Thank you, Doctor, and for everyone out there, bless you. Have a good night. You got a heck of a host here.
God bless, and thanks so much.
Thanks.
Well, I certainly hope our listeners enjoyed the program. I think that this is a touchy subject, and yet those of you who listen to our program regularly as we talk about what's going on in the world will realize, of course, it fits right into, you know, exactly what we're talking about. We may be coming from a slightly different, well, from a very different spiritual perspective. We both recognize the same problem, and, well, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I believe that there, certainly those of us who know the Lord, have the Holy Spirit indwelling us, and that, of course, is not a guardian angel, that's the Holy Spirit that God promised would be there. And certainly I can look back in my life and realize, of course, that God has guided me through my entire life to bring me to right to where I am today. And certainly, but there are demonic spirits out there, too. And there is another dimension. If you've never heard our 4 tape set on the supernatural, our interviews with Joanna Michelson, who is a psychic medium, why we recommend that. It's available in 4 tapes or 4 CDs. It's called The Supernatural, and we carry her book called The Beautiful Side of Evil. We carry the 4 tape set with Malachi Martin and the book he wrote, Hostage to the Devil. So that's Malachi Martin, the wisdom of Malachi Martin, and the book. And if you get the two of them together, why, you get them at a somewhat reduced price. And then, of course, we have the book, The Diary of a Devil Hunter. We have the 4 tape set on satanic crimes, and a book by that same title, and another one called Programmed to Kill. The demonic forces are here, and of course, they're working at every level of society. We have a 4 tape set on the Bohemian Grove, and then if you haven't seen that wonderful DVD that Alex Jones put out, incidentally, Alex will be our guest later this week, but a wonderful DVD that Alex Jones put out on the secrets of the Bohemian Grove, you need to get that. This is not imaginary, it's real. We have a 4 tape set on the Skull and Bones with people who are actually intimately involved with that. And we even, if you get that, if you want, we can even send you the pages. And there really is not much on them other than they're put out by the Bohemian Grove. It shows a picture of the owl with the caption, "We venerate the owl." In other words, we worship the owl. That's the Bohemian Grove. That's the leaders of this country. And, of course, the owl represents Moloch, a demonic god. Why are our leaders going and worshiping at the foot of a demonic god? Well, maybe things are not quite what they appear to be. And maybe you better become aware of the fact we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out at a political and ideological battlefield. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, required reading. My talk, it's a DVD, and, of course, it comes with a syllabus, and it's called The Forbidden Secret. And The Forbidden Secret basically is the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years about the other dimension and how to contact it. And, of course, people are being encouraged to contact it today by Rhonda Burns, and hear her book, The Secret, and her DVD, The Secret, sold millions and millions of copies. We have something to introduce you to the other side. It's called The Secret Behind the Secret. It's available in 4 tapes, a 4-CD set. Vitally important that you get it. But you need to see that right along with The Forbidden Secret to understand that it's all basically the same issue. There really is another dimension. You can contact that other dimension. And ladies and gentlemen, do not even consider contacting that other dimension because it could cost you your eternal soul. Now, of course, remember, we are having an all-day conference here in the Monterey Bay area. Seascape Golf Course, and if you'd like to come, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and certainly they're going to bring in guests from all across the country, and so we need to know in the next 10 days you're going to be able to make it. Give us a call, and don't even think about changing that dial. We got a great program this next hour with our good friend Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We'll be right back here at Genesis.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for this hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we're going to be talking about the article he wrote for News with Views just last week entitled North American Union and Global Integration. Dennis, why don't you pick up this story there? There's a fascinating article. I just recently reread it, and it's certainly worthwhile going over again and again.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. And what I wanted to do is do a little bit of background and then pick up where we left off. This particular column, the North American Union and Global Integration, what I started with last time was setting the stage for people who often are skeptics. And I know most of your listeners are not, but it's good for them to have this basic information. And as your listeners probably know by now, I try to put things or offer things in the words of individuals themselves, either involved in the power elite, as I call them, or at least knowledgeable about them. And so last time I started with a quote by a New York Times editorial page editor back about 150 years ago, where he is acknowledging that they are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes. And then I skipped about 40 years after that to Mayor John Hyland. He was mayor of New York City, and he was giving a speech in Chicago where he was talking about the real menace of our republic is this invisible government. And he went on, was somewhat more specific than John Swinton was. He mentioned the octopus of the Rockefeller Standard Oil interests in a small group of powerful banking houses, and explained that their attitude was, and this is one of the reasons he said he kicked them out of the educational system, is that they were simply trying to fit our children for the mill and factory, not to be the best they could be. Nothing wrong with the mill and factory, but he wanted them just to stay where they were. We had enough people as lawyers and doctors and so on, and so we had to keep the underclass, I guess you'd call them, happy in their own status. And then picking up more recently, you had a program some time ago with a Douglas Valentine. He authored the Phoenix Program, in which and the reason I gave this was that he was talking about the Phoenix Program was a CIA torture and assassination program over in Vietnam. And he was explaining how the CIA really works for these very powerful industrialists. They don't work for you. They don't work for me. They don't work for the middle class, he said. They work really for these people, 1%, 2%, or 3%, this very elite group of Americans. And they are really running the show. And so you had there the cooperation between government and these, as I call them, the power elite. And so what I did was I tried to show step by step how this thing progressed. and was giving some quotes from David Rockefeller in 1994. And he was talking about this window of opportunity they had to push through what he wanted. This was the year of GATT and NAFTA and so on. He said, we really have to move quickly on this because there are forces who are trying to thwart us. And this fits pretty well with his quote that he had in his book Memoirs in 2002 about being acknowledging he was part of a secret cabal conspiring against the best interest of the U.S. to form this global political and economic structure. So I guess we can pick up after the break.
All right, we will do that. And, of course, I think that quotation from David Rockefeller is so important. In fact, that's the reason we carry his book. We want you to be able to get the book. It comes from page 405. And when you read it in David Rockefeller's own writing, you realize the most powerful man in the world admits to being working against the best interests of the United States.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and I'm going to be quiet, Dennis, and you just pick up the rest of the program.
Well, no, that's okay. I like listening to you.
Well, I listen to myself all the time. I'd much rather hear what you had to say. Please go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, the quote, as I indicated in his own memoirs on page 405 is part of a larger chapter called The Proud Internationalist, and it fits. It also fits with what your friend Congressman William Dannemeyer heard Rockefeller say at a social function one evening, where Rockefeller told him that some men, or a few men, are born to rule, but most men are born to be ruled. So this was not a slip-up, he said in his memoirs. I'm sure many editors and the publisher and everybody went over that and basically said, Mr. Rockefeller, are you sure you want to say this? This sounds like you're acknowledging something rather startling here.
Yeah, like you're acknowledging that you're actively working against the best interests of the United States, which they are, of course. They really want to impoverish our people and destroy our industry. And that's what, of course, taking down the tariffs are, the transfers are, our industry and our jobs to other countries. They intend to impoverish our people. In fact, David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, wrote the Earth Charter, and there they talked for about equitable distribution of wealth between nations. In other words, transfer America's wealth elsewhere, but don't transfer the Rockefeller's wealth, just the wealth of the common people. Go ahead.
Okay, and also Stephen, along with another co-author, wrote this sort of a New Age book. I mentioned it in the quotes from it. And my book, The Globalist, as well. So he's also into the New Age movement in a big way. Stephen is, anyway.
Stephen Rockefeller, right.
Right. And so anyway, at this point, I was explaining how Rockefeller has been involved in this movement regarding the Americas for a long time. He was a founding member of the Council of the Americas back in 1965. And then I pick up 2 years after the previous quote I read from a 1994 annual UN Ambassador's Dinner, where he's being referred to by Rudolf Giuliani as a citizen of the world and so on. And indicated in this meeting in 1996 of the Council of the Americas, he was talking about his good friend Mac McClarty, who he said was a reliable collaborator in this effort to advance the process of a hemispheric economic integration. And so I then advised your listeners to look at the North American Forum on Integration, NAFINA it's called, because they give sort of a step-by-step process as to how this is coming about. I indicated that Robert Pastor, who's more or less the chief architect of the North American Union movement, is on their board of directors, and he's talking about this need for regional integration. And so that's part of Cecil Rhodes' plan. It was spelled out by one of his secret society members, P.E. Corbett, who was a Canadian. And he said they would have these regional economic arrangements, and it would involve various issues, not just trade. It would involve immigration, customs, and so on. And then they would link them all up into this world government. That's how they would get there.
And, of course, this is what we're doing with the European Union. The North American Union, the South American Union, the African Union, it's all part of a long-range plan by the elite to create this one world government.
That's right, and this was all part of that whole initiative. And I mentioned that this NAFINA just a few months ago had their, I think it was about their fourth or fifth triumvirate, as they call it, and they say what that is the only North American model parliament meeting, where they explained what they would do, and they have a website where they would talk about these trade corridors, the Pacific, Central Western, Central Eastern, and Atlantic trade corridor.
Dennis, we're having a real problem. I'm going to ask you to hang up, and I'm going to ask my secretary to call you again. Every time we have you on, we get this. You're the only person to get this. I think maybe because what you say is so important. So please hang up. The girls will call you right back.
Okay, maybe David Rockefeller doesn't like it.
Who knows? I'll ask Leticia if she'll go ahead and call Dennis back. But it is, of course, Dr. Cuddy is one of the certainly outstanding researchers in the entire nation on this subject. And you're dealing with people who are very, very wealthy. They have, hundreds, thousands and thousands of people working with them. The Central Intelligence Agency, at least part of it, is dedicated to the preservation of this group. And, of course, all you need to do is notice that the head of the Central Intelligence Agency always comes from David Rockefeller's Council on Foreign Relations. You can get the membership list, certainly by writing to the Council on Foreign Relations. We have an article written back, I think, in 1993 by a former editorial page editor of the Washington Post, and we'll be glad to send you a copy of that in October of 1993. The editorial page writer of the Washington Post, now that he's retired, says, the head of the CIA always comes from the Council on Foreign Relations. So You know, they have their intelligence agencies, and they can utilize them to, of course, watch and keep track. They're keeping track of everybody in this country. And now, of course, under the name of fighting for communism, fighting terrorism, while we're, of course, moving to create a police state in America. In every corner, you know, in London today, they have a video camera, but you'll find them today in your ATM machines. You'll find them in your banks. You can find them in your convenience stores, in your department stores, in your schools, along your highways. And then, of course, everybody's going to have a card. And believe me, they've even got the satellites we supposedly put up there in the sky to watch the Russians. And now they're going to start watching the American people. Go right ahead, Dennis.
Okay, the last thing that I had mentioned was this, actually it was a meeting that was in Denver, and it fits with the current initiative along these lines. It was just a few days ago, September 19 to 21 in Denver. It's called the Great Plains International Conference, where they picked up on this idea of the international trade corridors. And one of the people there was a Mexican mayor named Perez, and he had advocated moving quickly toward what Dr. Stan just said, the European-style merger of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And so if you look at the SPP website, the Security and Prosperity Partnership website, you will see a map of North America, and they're going to have this type of map also on all of our driver's licenses. The first one is in the state where I live, North Carolina. We're the first one. But the idea, this hologram is developed by the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, is that it would be a security device, a continental security device for all. For all 50 states.
But, of course, it's really going to be a national ID card.
Yeah.
But, of course,
yeah.
They can't tell you that. And, of course, it's amazing, Dennis, how they say, well, gee, maybe, wouldn't it be nice if we could ship people with Alzheimer's disease? That way they wouldn't get lost. And maybe we ought to put chips in little children, you know, so that they, you know, won't be mixed up there in the nursery. And, why, if everybody had a chip, why, then nobody could steal your Visa or MasterCard, and so we wouldn't have to worry about somebody charging things to you. All we need to do is get everybody to take a chip, and that's exactly what they're doing. This is what all the talk about is, about ID theft. Oh, they're going to steal your identity. Well, but if you have a chip in you, why, of course, they won't be able to steal your identity. Go right ahead.
But didn't one of your previous guests show at least now there's sort of a problem with that? Don't you have to be within a certain distance? So how are you going to, you know, are you going to be wandering out in the woods looking for this Alzheimer's patient?
It doesn't really matter whether it's just valid or not.
Yeah.
They want to use that as a justification. You know, they're not interested in the Alzheimer's patients. They're creating Alzheimer's disease with a lot of the things that they're doing to our people, and you're doing it by, you know, giving our elderly people mercury, knowing it's going to increase the instances of Alzheimer's disease. That's why
right.
They want everybody to get an influenza shot, especially the elderly. Why? Because it's loaded with thimerosal. That's why. And that's why they want to give it to our kids, too, and increase the incidence of autism and behavioral disorders. They know what they're doing. And they're really not interested in Alzheimer's patients at all. If you take five of your, you know, over a five-year period, or during either four or five of the influenza injections, influenza immunizations, your chances of getting Alzheimer's goes up 1,000%, which is why they're doing everything they can to get our elderly to take those shots. So anyway, on one hand, they create the problem. On the other hand, they got a solution. Everybody needs a chip. Go ahead, Dennis.
That's right. Yeah, that was the sort of point I'm making. They advertise its use for one thing, but they really, you know, it's a farce. But the thimerosal, in fact, I was telling somebody that exact same thing. I asked him because he had come down with Alzheimer's right after he had done exactly that. Four out of the last 5 years of people over 60, I think it's 65, the incident goes up 1,000%, and sure enough, this fellow's dad had done that, and so he's very upset about that. Same thing with autism; they're finally starting to look at the research on that. But back to the article, what I'm picking up this time is regards to jobs as part of this movement towards North American integration, and of course, everybody knows that the jobs will flow back and forth across the border. Now, pinning this down a little bit, you can see things. There are specific companies who have been there. I remember there was a video some years ago called Vanishing Jobs. And what happened was the fellow actually had a hidden camera. He took it down to Mexico, and he was talking with one of the government officials, one of the trade officials. And he said, oh, yes, yeah, American businesses. He said, in fact, I believe it was Motorola had just come here. And not only had they come here, what they did is told all their subcontractors, about 120 of them, if they don't open offices down here as well, then they're not going to have any more subcontracts from Motorola. And so there's this tremendous pressure to move jobs south of the border, and I guess we'll pick up after the break.
And we'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. It's very difficult for people to understand that there really is a plan to impoverish the American people. If you don't have a copy of the Earth Charter, go up on the Internet and you can get it. You can Google in Earth Charter and you'll find Stephen Rockefeller actually was one of the major authors of this. But of course, you know, if you can't, don't have access to it, why, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send it to you, as well as Dr. Pudenberg's material on the Alzheimer's disease.
Ted Anderson, Midas, October 9, 2007, gold 737, 10 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for 760, 374, 75 for half, 187, 38 for quarter. That's 760, 374, 75, and 187, 38.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you call Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12107. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy is simply pointing out that there's a real drive on for a national ID card. Now, this is certainly being used to, this is how we're going to be able to keep out the illegal aliens, people who are here illegally working in the workforce, or this is how we're going to identify the terrorists. After all, I mean, the terrorists aren't going to have ID cards, so if you have an ID card, we'll know that you're not a terrorist. Well, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they have created the terrorist threat. All you need to do is go to your Google, your Internet, and simply Google in FBI 10 Most Wanted People, and you'll pull up, of course, Osama bin Laden. Not one mention of his involvement in the attack on 9/11 in the United States. Not one mention of his attack involvement. So the FBI doesn't know Osama bin Laden was responsible, and that's why we're fighting in Afghanistan. Well, the FBI, when contacted, said, we don't have any evidence he was involved in the 9/11 attack, but the American people believe that. Check this out. Find out if we're telling you the truth. And if we are, understand that everything is an illusion, and this is all being done, of course, to justify moving towards a police state in America where everybody will have to have an ID card. It justifies their collecting dossiers, and believe me, they are collecting dossiers on every person listening to this program. They're carrying on every American citizen. And the military is doing it. The FBI is doing it. The CIA is doing it. I mean, there are literally dozens of agencies collecting dossiers on you, and then it's all going to be interlocked. So when you have your little RFID card with you or your chip, all they need to do, of course, is punch you into the computer. They'll have your picture, your thumbprint, everything about you. This is the way things are in any police state. And that's exactly what the elite want. They want a feudalistic society where they're the feudal lords and where the feudal servants. Go ahead.
That's right. And it started a long time ago. I remember when I was with the federal government, they literally had codes for students. And this wasn't just, you know, what was your score in math. They would have codes for your religious background and so forth. Where this massive computer up in Washington with the National Center for Education Statistics would have all of this information. And then same thing with health, you know, through the Social Security number. When you go into the doctor's office and you put that down, and now little kiddies have to have Social Security numbers, then they have all of your health statistics there. And then your grocery store has your little special card, you know, so they know what you're buying and what food you're eating. And so they just link all this stuff up, and they have a really good profile of you. They know pretty much everything about you as is. They can get into your bank records, so they know, you know, your banking transactions, and so they already, yeah, like Dr. Stan says, they already have a pretty full dossier on all of us. So now, once the U.S., Canada, and Mexico have been economically integrated, it usually starts for that purpose, you know, where security, economics, and security. Now, that'll form the basis, of course, of the North American Union with the new currency, the Amero, because our dollar is going down the toilet pretty soon. It's already shrinking in value with these bailouts that the Fed's doing for these mortgage loans. So anyway, this will be a region, you know, the North American region, and that'll be linked up with other regions like the European Union with the Euro around the world to form basically this world socialist government that I mentioned originally, which is part of Cecil Rhodes's plan. So this involves not only North American Union, European Union. In July, just a few months ago, the Africa Union had a summit in Accra, and it proposed a process for federating all African nations. And currently, negotiations are underway for economic partnership agreements. They love these partnerships between Eastern and Southern African nation and the European Union. So it's not just that these unions exist. There already is this relationship between them, in this case, Africa and the European Union. And so this process, they euphemistically call globalization. And it's designed to really, as Dr. Stan just mentioned about this feudalism, to undermine the middle class. And the objective, of course, is to create a modern feudal society. And I've written about this previously in News with Views. And if you can get on that website and you go to the left and scan down and click on my name, you'll see a list of about 110 articles or so and one of them will be titled Our Feudal Future. And they're acknowledging a lot of this stuff. It's not hidden. It's not just David Rockefeller. Janet Yellen, Y-E-L-L-E-N, is president of the San Francisco branch of the Federal Reserve Bank. And about a year ago, November 6, 2006, she delivered a speech, which we'll pick up after the break.
All right, fine. What have you got? Great. About 30 seconds. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, the speech was called Economic Inequality in the U.S., and in there she acknowledged that, quote, globalization and skill-based technological change may have been working in combination to particularly depress the wage gains of those in the middle of the U.S. wage distribution.
And
that's the middle class.
And I think what people really have to understand is that there is an organized effort, number one, to destroy the value of your savings and our currency, and secondly, to impoverish our people. They know exactly what they're doing. And if you think your job is secure today, you just wait a little bit longer.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy is basically talking about how our jobs are intentionally being a foot offshore, how there's an intentional effort, of course, to grind down the wages here in America. Of course, what they're not telling you is the real rate of inflation is not 2 or 3%, it's 10%. So unless you're getting a 10% wage increase every year, why, of course, you're going behind. And actually, the purchasing power of the money people are being paid here is gradually, of course, falling. And, of course, it's all part of a long-range plan by the elite. know exactly what they're doing, to transfer our wealth to other nations and to impoverish the American people. But they can't tell the American people that. Why we wouldn't appreciate that these people are so much more brilliant than we are. And we should simply just go along and not object. Now, Dr. Cuddy was then beginning to talk about a recent article in the Wall Street Journal where an economics professor from Princeton named Dr. Blinder, B-L-I-N-D-E-R, was discussed, and certainly Dr. Blinder has been a great enthusiast on globalism and how wonderful it was until he suddenly, and he was asked why he changed his mind, he said, well, I began to think. Well, what did he think? And what did he come? What was his conclusion, Dr. Cuddy?
Yeah, he began to think. That's the first important thing he began to do. It was regarding mostly free trade. He's a big proponent. And he acknowledged there when he was asked that 30 to 40 million, that's not, you know, thousands, 30 to 40 million American jobs could be at risk from free trade, mostly from this particular outsourcing that I had mentioned. So here we have the high-tech jobs going. Here we have the manufacturing jobs going. And, of course, a lot of lower-skilled American jobs have already gone to communist China. And what have they done? Well, they've used this great increase in wealth to expand. It's actually a tremendous expansion of their military capabilities, which they've boasted in the past they will use eventually as a blackmail weapon against the U.S. And this is a fairly common idea here. I mean, we should be aware of this. What happens is people say, oh, you know, we have all these nuclear missiles, you know, thousands of nuclear missiles, and the Chinese only have, you know, 20 or whatever they have. And then the people here say, well, they would be foolish to use those missiles against us because then we'd come back at them, you know, and destroy them and so forth. Well, what happens with a blackmail weapon is that works in reverse. In other words, let's say we're all tied up with a war in Iran, let's say, as well as our troops in Iraq. And we also got them, you know, in North Korea and about 150 or so other countries. So we're really bogged down. And so all of a sudden, at a particular moment, there's an incident. You know, they say, we've been attacked by some Taiwanese boat or whatever. And so they decide to respond, you know, self-defense to this attack. And then the shoe's on the other foot. You know, what do we do? We're outmanned, outgunned over there in terms of just plain normal military capabilities. So then the question is, would we launch an attack with nuclear weapons against China first, knowing that they do have a certain number and can obliterate Los Angeles and San Francisco and whatever, and they could care less about losing 10 or 20% of their population because they think they got too many people there anyway? And so this is what's building constantly. Now, even before that occurs, though, another point I want to make is they're currently positioned. They don't have to wait for the military blackmail. They're currently positioned to blackmail economically the U.S. And what you need to pay attention to is just like the Saudis have about $1 trillion invested in our stock market, another $1 trillion invested in our major corporations, which is the reason why their head of state, if he comes over here, or a high-level government official gets the royal treatment, you know, the motorcade from Dulles Airport into toward the White House, and nobody else does. I mean, Tony Blair doesn't, you know, Putin, none of them do. The Saudis do. Well, the Chinese are positioned similarly now. They have $1.33 trillion of foreign reserves, you know, U.S. dollars. And if it decided, for whatever reason, the communist Chinese leaders to liquidate that money and switch, let's say, to the euro as its reserve currency, what would happen to the dollar? Crash. The dollar would crash, sending the U.S. into an economic recession at least, if not a depression. And I've mentioned here toward the end of my article, perhaps this possibility is why, according to a September 17, 2007 AP article, which is titled Greenspan, Euro Gains as Reserve Choice, quote, former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan said that, quote, it is possible that the euro could replace the dollar as the reserve currency of choice. The European Central Bank has become a serious factor in the global economy, end quote. So this is something that can occur right around the corner. This is one of the things that really got Saddam in trouble. When a couple of years before our attack there, he had decided afterwards, after the first Gulf War, to switch to the euro for his petrodollars, and we didn't like that at all. And so this move by the Chinese, we can't apply the same pressure we did against Saddam, of course, and so we'd just be sitting ducks there. And so this is all part of the power elite's plan for, as we said, Dr. Stan said, a feudal world socialist government in which we literally become their serfs. However, what I was pointing out is, and Dr. Stan said, to avoid this, we need to pay attention to a statement of all places. The Wall Street Journal said this back about 7 years ago. In 1999, December 31st, the new year was coming up, and they had on the editorial page, they said, this Wall Street Journal, quote, "The God who looked out upon the earth and pronounced it good designed us to glorify him as free men and not as serfs," end quote. And so we have to pay attention to the machinations of these people, and oftentimes they will use economics. Sometimes they'll use military operations. Dr. Stan has mentioned in the past about it looks like we're giving hints about Iran. I'm somewhat concerned about these strikes by Israel against Syria, not, you know, because the Syrians don't deserve it, but it almost seems like a probing mechanism because the Iranians have the same radar system as the Syrians do. They were both provided with these radar systems by the Soviets. And so the Iranians may see that the Israelis were having a great deal of success penetrating the Syrian radar, and therefore the Iranians may decide, well, you know, we can't rely on this radar, so we might have to ourselves have a little preemptive action, and then the whole ball of wax blows up here. And this could be the way such a war starts. There'll probably be some incident by somebody, and it could even be the Iranians striking first. Now, why is all this important? Well, because what you have is an apparent contradiction. And I want your listeners to think about this, because two things are basically going on. On the one hand, you have people like PNAC, Project for the New American Century, and they wanted to get President Bush over there, and the strategy was, well, you know, say weapons of mass destruction, but whatever. We want a permanent military presence in the region. And why do we want this? You know, oil is one thing. But for security, for our allies, for Kuwait, for Saudi Arabia, for Israel, and so forth. And then that's why we have to go in and we remove Saddam, because he's a threat, an economic threat, a military threat, and whatever. Okay, now, at this point, though, they're not stupid. So they have to see the possible consequences of this. If you actually remove Saddam, what you've done is you've removed a secular dictator, but he's still secular, who's hated by the Iranians. They've had a war with him. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda don't like him. For one thing, what happened was Osama bin Laden came over to the royal family of Saudi Arabia and said, "We don't need those Americans over here to deal with Saddam. We will." But the Saudi royal family says, "No, we'll go with the Americans." And they allowed us to have these bases there, and then Osama gets to say, you know, they're on holy ground and they're infidels, and let's have some jihad and so forth. But what happens is when you come in and remove Saddam, what you've done, obviously, despite Donald Rumsfeld, unless he's an idiot, you've allowed the Shiite majority to now have control, although Rumsfeld said, if you think we've come over there to bring democracy so a bunch of mullahs can run the place, you've got another thing coming. But sure enough, that's what happens when you allow a democratic vote. Because they always do that. I mean, you know, Pakistan, wherever, Egypt, you name it, you give the people a vote and they say, yeah, we want, you know, the jihadist to run the place. And so what you've done, literally, by removing Saddam, is you've given an opening for the Iranians to combine with the Shiite majority in Iraq, and that allows them to link up then with the Syrians, who are sort of a proxy state for Iran because they're providing refuge for Hezbollah, which is most heavily funded by Iran. And then from the north, Hezbollah goes into Lebanon and launches these missile attacks against Israel. So you're really opening a corridor for that. Now, surely these PNAC people sitting there must have realized that, unless they're dumb or something. And so what you have to do is say, well, now, what are they doing? Are they idiots? Don't they recognize that in biblical prophecy, in Ezekiel, for example, 35, chapter 35, verse 5, it's talking about it's the end times, and it's Magog and Gog. You know, Gog is the leader of Magog. And there, in there, they also mention 35:6 coming from the north against Israel, and it mentions not only the Ethiopians and the Libyans, it mentions the Persians. Now, that's a far piece away. And, you know, in old times, that the Persia's way far away. But here they have Persia, that's the Iranians of today, coming all the way across, obviously through Iraq, obviously through Syria, obviously down through Lebanon and against Israel, right? They have their bows and chariots. So this, you know, it's a big trip, a long trip. So these PNAC people and the rest of them looking at biblical prophecy have to, or should, be pausing and saying, wait a minute, you know, what are we doing here? Are we fulfilling biblical prophecy? Are we trying to fulfill biblical prophecy? And so I would encourage your listeners to think about not only is this sort of a signal of the end times, but what was the strategy in these people in removing Saddam? You know, the initial reasons given was, well, he's a threat and so forth. But as I said, unless they're idiots, they have to know there's going to be a Shiite majority who's going to be friends with the Iranians. And the current leader of Iraq, actually, when he was in exile in Syria and Iran. So, you know, it's not like he's an unknown quantity. And so what are they doing here? Plus, they have to know about Armageddon, right? And the Via Maris, and whoever controlled the Via Maris control world trade. And so they know these paths are readily available there. And so one has to wonder exactly what they're up to. Is the power elite trying to trick PNAC? Is PNAC part of the power elite? Are they, is PNAC being used? Are they just dumb? Didn't they see what would happen here? Or is this part of a larger plan in the venue of what Gamal Abdel Nasser said? You people don't make simple, stupid mistakes. You make complicated, stupid mistakes, which makes us think you have something, you know, other than what you say you're up to here.
I love that quotation. You Americans never make simple, stupid mistakes. You make complicated, stupid mistakes. Anyway, Chris, I think people have to understand there really are spiritual forces which are working behind this geopolitical war. And the great tragedy is that a lot of people try to just accept things exactly what we're told. Oh, we went into Iraq because of the weapons of mass destruction. That's why we had to go. Well, we'd given Saddam the material to build the weapons of mass destruction. We had actually given him billions of dollars to build the weapons with. He had actually worked for the CIA in the 50s and his assassin. He had always worked for the CIA. We funded him all during the 1980s. We backed him in his war against Iran. We gave him intelligence. We gave him the war material to use to fight Iran. We gave him the material to build the chemical weapons in violation of international law. And then actually we helped him use those chemical weapons to kill hundreds of thousands of Iranians. And then suddenly they say, Saddam Hussein is a wicked man, and he is a wicked man. But at least the Christians could live in his country. There were 10% of the population were Christian. Now there's hardly any Christians there, thanks to the American policy. Because I believe there truly are demonic forces at work at the highest levels of our government. And, of course, I believe, of course, that everything going on today in one way or another fills into biblical prophecy. But people can't see that. And then, of course, after we decided, well, there weren't any weapons of mass destruction, which is a lie. They were actually moved over into Syria. We know that from many very responsible sources, including the gentleman we talked to the other day, who had actually been the vice chief of CENTCOM, that's the central command for the Middle East, Major General Mike DeLong, who admitted to me on the air we knew that they had those weapons of mass destruction and moved them to Syria. So why didn't the Bush administration tell us that? Dr. Mike DeLong, General DeLong, didn't know, and I don't know the answer to that. But we do know, of course, that the purpose for going in is entirely different than they told the American people, just as the purpose behind the globalism is entirely different than they told the American people. Well, Dr. Kennedy, you've got about a few minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay, well, I just encourage listeners to continue along that same vein. For example, that's what you just said sounds like another complicated, stupid mistake. if George Bush could have justified his action by saying, aha, we have located, you know, the weapons of mass destruction really were there. They were put in this big Ryder truck, you know, the night before the attack and shipped over to Syria, and now this gives us an excuse to go after Syria. He could have done that. He could have done that during, you know, any time during the last several years, but he hasn't, which makes it sound like another one of these complicated, stupid mistakes.
And, of course, the other thing is that they could have always planted some chemical or biological weapons there. That would have been the logical thing to have done, and they didn't do that. So it's almost as if they're trying to make George Bush look like a bumbling idiot.
Well,
intentionally and purposely.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Well, anyway, without going down that trail too far, he is a willing puppet. I'll use that term.
All right.
He is a willing puppet of this this power elite who is doing pretty much their bidding. So the task I would encourage your listeners to think about is when you think of things logically and they don't make sense, go in reverse order and try to see how they fit the power elite's plan for this world socialist government. And so go backwards. Say, well, okay, we have the world socialist government. How do we get there? We linked up regional economic ranges. How we do that? Well, there may have been this military incident, you know, the carrot and the stick, and Olmert has read the Riot Act by Javier Solana and so forth and so on. Okay, so what I'm suggesting is, since something is in the works, there may be this incident within, I think, probably about a year and a half, sometime in that period with Iran. Think about how it will come about, how it will fit into the power elite's plan, and is the power elite, unless they're idiots, they have to know biblical prophecy, they have to know what removal of Saddam would do in terms of fulfilling that, because, you know, there's no way that the Iranians are going to tromp right across Saddam if he's still there and get in through Syria and into Lebanon and then, you know, come against Israel, as Ezekiel said. And so is their plan trying to bring about, not for good reasons, biblical prophecy, but so that people say, oh, yeah, you know, let's have this. Great. You know, Christ is coming. You know, let's hurry this thing along. So pay attention to that and analyze it in those terms.
And I really fear, of course, that there are people who would like to destroy all the Jews in Israel. I have always felt that perhaps one reason for establishing Israel from the devil's point of view was what a wonderful way to kill off the Jews so that there could not be a fulfillment of God's plan.
Right.
We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program with Dr. Cuddy.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Bless you. Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Dr. Cuddy. And as you know, we do talk during the breaks. If you'd like to get the tape of the whole program, even though there was little interference there at the very beginning, why it's an excellent program, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get David Rockefeller's memoirs and find out about the friendship between David Rockefeller's daughter and that wonderful American patriot, Fidel Castro, oh, I guess, no, he's the wicked communist dictator who comes up here and visits with David Rockefeller. David Rockefeller tells that he's actually working against the best interests of the United States. On page 405, David Rockefeller's memoirs is available, the book The Devil's Game. Sidney goes into the background of the funding of this whole Islamic terrorist movement, the best enemies your tax dollars could buy. And then, of course, the book See No Evil by Robert Baer, who is a CIA agent working in Iraq, who tells you that time and again the Iraqis tried to overthrow Saddam and they were always betrayed by the American State Department. So those three books, memoirs by David Rockefeller, The Devil's Game and See No Evil, are available from Radio Liberty. If you'd like, of course, to get my pamphlets on Foreknowledge 911, going into the background of the fact that they knew the attack was coming. And, of course, they did nothing to stop it. And the question is, why? Then, of course, if you'd like to get the information on Alzheimer's disease, that comes from Dr. Fudenberg and the relationship between the immunizations, the influenza shots, and increasing the incidence of Alzheimer's disease 1,000%. We'll be glad to send you the material from Dr. Fudenberg's website. You need to get the Earth Charter. It's available on the Internet, or we can send it to you. We do hope, of course, that many of you out there will join the Radio Liberty family and help us as we reach out 5 hours a day trying to get people to think that nothing that is going on today, it makes any logical sense. There are spiritual forces behind everything going on today. If you'd like to get into the background of where did communism come from, you need to get our little pamphlet we put together called the Communist Capitalist Alliance. Communist Capitalist Alliance. They're inexpensive, and you can get them in bulk. We need to get the information out that communism was created by Americans. We needed an enemy to rally the people behind the government. We want to remind you that on October 28th, that's just about a couple of weeks away, why we're going to be having an all-day seminar at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We'll be having speakers from across the country come. We do hope that you're going to be able to be there. You're going to have reservations because we're serving lunch. So the telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get your reservations, that's 1-800-544-8927. An all-day Radio Liberty conference on October the 28th. And so then, of course, we also want to point out that we have a number of books on all sorts of subjects. You go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and get the books, the tapes, the videos that we offer. And then, of course, we have a section there on videos, and they're free. You can actually watch them up on the Internet. We also have our archived Internet programs. And if you go to RadioLiberty.com, you can get our feed, 4 hours live every day, 9 hours feed total. And you, of course, get that off the Internet. Or, of course, you can get a Telstar 5 satellite and listen to us 24 hours a day. You won't get much accomplished, but the information is there from our ministry and from several other ministries that we think do a good job. So go to RadioWD.com and click on Listen Live, and you can actually listen to our live programs 4 hours a day. The programs are archived, and they are an MP3 as well. Get others to listen. Remember, of course, that freedom is not free, and if you're not involved, believe me, the feudal lords are. They have a plan. They want, of course, to destroy individual freedom and bring about a one-world government, a one-world religion, and, of course, this is behind the entire attack on Christianity and why they took God and prayer out of our schools. They wanted to convert us from a Christian nation into a secular nation. They've done a pretty good job, destroy the morality of our people, certainly create moral anarchy, and they've done a wonderful, wonderful job. Pray for them.
This is George Weikertz Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Be sure to tune in to our new program, Crash, Are You Ready?, which airs just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones, weekdays, Monday through Friday. On Wednesday, October...